Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm at right now, you know, I know what's happening in New York.
Yeah, you know, the United Nations, the General Assembly is getting together this week, and it's pretty interesting. You know, this is a very serious time. This is when about 120 nation leaders and foreign ministers come from around the world and kings, and they're getting together here in Manhattan in the United Nations. And what's interesting is that they have the speakers are going to be laid out. You know, they have a lot of speakers, but then they have the General Assembly. And in the order of the speakers, very interesting. Tuesday, the president will address. This is his fourth time. President Obama will address the General Assembly. He's going to be talking about a whole lot of things. You know, there's so much things that are happening in the world that we've been sharing every single day on VFN Radio. But there's so many things happening, and there's so many leaders. At one point, you're thinking, okay, you know, what's going on? And they do this every year. So President Obama will be speaking Tuesday, Wednesday. You have the Iranian president who's speaking, and it's interesting that of all the leaders, why it seemed like this last year he spoke. I'm wondering why they keep giving him the mic, but he's be speaking Wednesday, and this is the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
Why don't you show him? How do you say it?
What's his first name?
Mahmoud?
Ahmad Ahmadinejad. No, his actual name is Ayatollah.
Yeah,
you know, he's just doing what the Ayatollah tells him to do. The interesting thing is like that they built a Islamic majority in the United Nations, and that's why he's there. Remember, we talked about that at last year's gathering. That you know, we all got together was once they built a majority, that was why it's easy for the United Nations to be against Israel now, because Islam, you know, the radical Islam is against Israel. And then you see the United Nations, why were you coming against Israel? It's like, by the way, the only thing that's, of course, God, is stopping, you know, just all-out attack against Israel is America. And they're working before our very eyes to dismantle any kind of power influence so that they can, and our president just said, you know, called about the Poland death camps, is what he called them.
Right.
Yes, that was
but it wasn't even talked about to anybody. And it's like, you know, the spirit that's got this man is evil, period. And but I do believe that he is God's set man.
Mm-hmm.
And if the church knew it, and we're trying to tell you, we can repent and before God, and things would change. You know, God can change things instantly. But go ahead, I'm just.
Well, they have the president speaking Wednesday on Yom Kippur, which is, you know, the day of.
Hold on a minute. Did you hear that?
Calendar.
The Day of Atonement. The Antichrist, an Antichrist religion, you know, Islam believes that Jesus is not the Son of God and that he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. They say he's a prophet, but he's not the Son of God.
Right.
And that he will assist the 13th, you know, Iman. Or whatever. And, but either way, that would be anti-Jesus, right? Anti.
Sure.
So on the Day of Atonement,
right,
where sins being atoned for, the Antichrist has a voice. And speaking through a man, Ahmadinejad.
Horrible.
What's horrible is that the 18% that are reading their Bibles, who actually knows what's going on? Is like, and he said, by the way, out of the 18%, he said only 3% are even concerned about where they are on the map, you know, in the context of it.
Yeah. So, and then Thursday they have President Benjamin Netanyahu speaking. And so it's like, you know, even the order of how things are laying out at the same time this is going on, former President Bill Clinton has his own mini United Nations going on, the Clinton Foundation, and he has about a lot of these world leaders are going to be going over to his foundational meeting. And you know, the president doesn't have time to meet with President Benjamin Netanyahu, but yet he has time to speak at the Clinton Foundation.
And there's no, I mean, if you try to look at this thing logically, you know, you're going to just waste your energy and your time. The truth is it's being dismantled in your very, very faces right now. World, America, we need to wake up. In front of Time magazine, which won't stop coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has, you know, one of the prophetic words that I talked about was that, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton are running more for the leaders of the world and president Clinton, president of the world, is what I was talking about. And now on he's on Time magazine, and he has him holding the world in his hand.
Mm. Yeah.
He's holding the world in his hand. And he says, you know, five ideas that are changing the world.
Yeah. And wow. It's Clinton's Global Initiative. That's his name of the foundation, Clinton Global Initiative. And even the president will be speaking. I believe Mitt Romney will be speaking. They have the new president of Libya as well as Egypt, Morsi. It's like, what is happening? This organization has raised close to $69 billion. $69 billion. And just think about it's all being laid out right in front of us. And it's only someone who refuses to see and or doesn't want to see or is not awake to see what is actually happening. And so we just got to be prayerful and be concerned and just watch and pray and prepare, because it's actually unfolding right before us.
Yeah, and you know, our goal is to help you think outside the American box.
Right.
And because when you're really blessed, you don't have to look outside your box. When things are so good for you, everything's being provided for you. I mean, if you fall, there's like 15 safety nets to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
That you just, you know, it's just a blessed place that's being dismantled. And with that, begin to think outside the American box and begin to think, God's outside my box. He's outside the way I think, and that God is not an American.
Yeah.
You know, God is not an American. God is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all men are created in his image and his likeness, and start getting a biblical worldview and not a American worldview.
Right. We have Benjamin Netanyahu's coming, speaking Thursday, to speak to the world leaders now, making his appeal. He's already tried to speak to the president. He's appealed to the American people. And now he's speaking to world leaders Thursday, which I believe is very significant, about defining the red line, where, you know, who is going to stand with Israel against Iran, because they have a believed to have a nuclear weapon. Netanyahu's already saying within 6 months, they're going to have everything they're going to need to fire what they need to fire over to Israel. And of course, we're next. And I think it's like,
that's their,
you know,
plans, yeah, to be able to.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for everyone to put their cards on the table. Where are you going to be when you, and you know, I'm saying we need to stand for Israel. We need to make our stance known and be with Israel during a time like this, because it only takes one person to rise up and for other people not to say anything about it. Yeah. You know, look what happened in, you know, with Hitler and Nazi. It's just like everyone close your eyes at a time like that.
Right. You know, I think it was Dr. King that said, you know, true evil is when good men do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is the concern. That is the concern, you know, and I just want to encourage you. We're going to talk more about it in the extra hour, but understand this, that there is hope. And I'm not saying what I'm saying, and John's not saying what he's saying, because it's over. We're saying, let's get prepared. Let's respond to God how he wants us to respond. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but you have to participate in that by responding to God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.